to record.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Settle Down, It's Just Society. I am your host, Joel Carpen, and I am joined by my co-host, Santo Palomara.
Good afternoon.
No, go, mate.
Good afternoon, go. Joel. Sorry, mate.
And I have to say, Santo, you look very, very professional now with all your new your gear.
I do, don't I? I just turned someone upside down outside and, threw this on. I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, it's all working well. Like, I think, with all of our teething problems that we've suffered over the last, we've been doing it for probably about 3-4 months now, I guess, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it has.
Yeah, and I've got my little sound deflector here. So this is with the sound deflector on, and this is with the sound deflector off, right? So I'm going to go back through in the editing, and if this works, which is just a stocking that's stretched over coat hanger, I'm actually going to get a brand new one off eBay and do it properly.
Okay. Now listen, is it happy birthday or not? Quick. Oh. Happy birthday, Joel.
Thank you.
21?
Oh, fuck.
20.
No, 40. I'm spending my 40th birthday on it. And I'm, streamers everywhere all over the
country. Oh, geez, he's letting that. For those of you who can't see, Joel's letting off streamers. Well
party
done.
Party poppers.
Party poppers.
Party poppers, yeah. And
40.
Yeah.
You watch the years fly past now. They'll absolutely just take off.
You're not the first
they'll take
person.
Off like you watch. They'll just it'll just fly past for you.
Yeah, well, you're not now, the first person to have said that to me, actually. I spoke briefly to my dad, and he's pretty much said the same thing. Everyone said the same thing. Now you're 40. Tomorrow you'll be 50. So. I feel very comfortable with it. I feel as though, I've done in the short time that I've been on this earth, I feel like I've achieved, good things. I feel as though I have, been a reasonably good person, and I'm very happy. Like I look at some other 40-year-olds who just look like they've just given up the fight. They don't do anything they like anymore. They just do nothing. And I'm very proud that I'm not like that at all.
It's because they're married and got children and dealing with mortgages and everything else. Now, let me give you some, being a much older than you, I'm going to give you some tips. Now, let's start on personal grooming. We're going to go down that road. You're 40. You're going to find in the next few years, you'll be fucking sprouting hair and shit where you wouldn't expect it to sprout. Yeah. So be prepared for your eyebrows to do all sorts of things, your back hair, your neck hair, your arm hair, and especially down south, Joel. Now you're fortunate. You're a white fella. You're not European like me, hey, mate. I look a lot like an Rastafarian is just squatted down in between my legs. So it's gone from black to white.
Oh.
And so you learn what products to buy and things like that. So there's shavers and creams and lotions. So you might want to get on to that.
Well, so okay, so
and that's what you got to look forward to.
Let me just dive a bit deeper into that. So I'm very jealous of your head of hair. Now I still have hair.
It's black. Yes.
So your hair is thick and black on the top.
Yes.
Your pubes are thick and
And my
grey.
chest hair.
And grey? Are they grey?
Yes. Yes.
So
I
why is
don't know
everything,
why that.
why is the hair everywhere going grey except for on your head?
Mate, I can tell you, and I've had arguments. I've had arguments with people, and they say, "Oh, you dye your hair." I said, "No, I don't fucking dye my hair. It's the color it is. My beard is white, but my hair is black, touch wood, and I've got a lot of it. I get it. So, for those of you, I've even asked people to have a bet with me. They go, "Oh, you dye it." I don't dye it. No. But
Yeah,
yeah,
no, very good.
it's gonna be fun, especially downstairs as you get older. You'll
Yeah.
find that you'll get yourself in all sorts of positions trying to trim that down there, and it's fun. Yeah, it's
Well,
brilliant. Now that
look,
everyone knows what I do.
Look, I know, famously, I'm not famously a very hairy person. I'm definitely mammal. You can definitely tell that I'm a mammal. I think I've got very average sort of body hair, but look, I think that it's something that I'm kind of just going to have to, as you say, keep on top of. And my eyebrows go a bit crazy. My nose, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a story about something that happened to me about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, I reckon. So I have this little nose hair trimmer, and it's sort of just like one of those things you put on the end of a like a hair clipper, okay? And it just
Yes.
rotates and it cuts your hair out, right? Of your nose, okay? It's meant to be safe. You can't get anything stuck in there or anything like that, right? But I wasn't happy with the way it was sort of doing it, right? I always felt there's a stray hair left there. So I went down to Chemist Warehouse and bought a nose hair removal waxing kit, okay?
That's the
Now,
next one I was going to tell you about.
well, for
The
all of our
best.
listeners, be very
Yes.
fucking careful. Very careful, right? Because this is what happened to me. I followed the instructions. All right. You put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, you stir it up. It's the right consistency. They've
Yep.
got these little things that
Yep.
you put up your nose, you can't fuck it up. All right. And then you let it set and you rip it out, right? And I was fine with that.
Yes.
However, I did something not quite right. Okay. And I got a massive, big, well, that happened as well. I got it caught on my mustache, okay? And I
It
thought,
was
ah, it's
stuck.
only short, it'll be fine, right? But the biggest issue was I had two great big bits of dried wax caught right up my nose, and I didn't know what to do. So and of course, my missus was on a flight over to LA, so I couldn't call her and ask her what to do. And I ended up having to call a girl from work to ask her how to get these
You
two
are
globules of
shitting
wax.
me.
No. I called her and I said, what do I do here? I've got this fucking wax caught up my nose.
Told you.
My first thought was to try and warm it back up with a cigarette lighter, but then I thought, well, hang on, you fucking can't put a cigarette lighter up your nose. So
A second.
what I ended up doing was
You dickhead.
I just had to do it again, and it was real bad. So yeah, if you get those nose waxing kits, they are very, very effective, but be very, very careful. So
You do. We won't mention the name. It's an Australian brand, and I use it, and it works brilliantly. I love it. Absolutely. But going back to what we said earlier on, they still haven't. I won't go with wax anywhere down there. Not a shit shot. You couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah.
I'm not putting wax on the plums.
No, absolutely. Well, something else you've got
I'll
to be
give it a
careful of,
try.
and I did this years ago when I was living with the uni students in Melbourne. I
Yep.
was using the wax, no, sorry, the hair removal cream, right? Like
Oh yeah, you got to be careful with that.
I burnt my nuts.
You.
I burnt my
Oh.
I burnt my nuts, right? So it says, put it on, leave it for like, 7 minutes or whatever it is, and then it's got like a little spatula, like a little rubber thing that you're meant to sort of
Yes.
wipe the hair away, right? And of course, being a bloke, you just think, ah, the longer the better. The more, the longer you leave it on, the better the hair removal is going to be. And I left it on for like 15 minutes, right? And I had a shower. I was like, brilliant. Like, it's all just gone, right? And then when I went and put my pants on, I thought, all right, something's a bit. And honest to God, for about a week, I was walking around like I'd been riding a horse. Like, I just, it was tender. It was red. It was irritated. It was shocking. Yeah. You really got to be careful of that chemical
Oh,
shit as
God.
well. So,
Yes. Yes. Yes, you do, sir.
yeah. Anyway. Righty, yeah. Let's, any other advice you got for me?
You'll find yourself getting a little bit cranky, more than usual. And the other thing you'll find is you'll be just driving down the road, and you know those signs you get on the freeways, like the advertising signs, or they go, oh shit, look, Mitre 10's got such and such, or Bunnings is, and you'll find yourself just talking to yourself. That's quite nice. You just go, oh, that's interesting. Things like that. And your whole demeanor will just change.
Well, I don't think it's possible for me to get any crankier than I already am. I don't see that. I don't think that's possible. The smallest fucking, the smallest shit just fucking drives me up the wall. I find myself, another thing that I've noticed as well is that I've become less like dexterous. Is that the word? I sort of like maybe 5 or 10 years ago, I'd just go, okay, there's a glass of water, and I just grab the glass. But now if I try and do it that quickly, I knock the glass over. Just shit like that. Like tripping over things as
Mind
well.
is willing.
Yeah. Oh, mate. I used to
The
look at
mind is willing.
my grandma, right? My grandma, she used to have falls. That was her thing. So, if things were a little
That's a
bit
fall.
quiet,
Yes,
yeah, she'd
yes.
have a bit of a fall. Okay. And I used to think, how the fucking hell can you just walk down a hallway and just fall over? Like, if there's nothing to trip over, there's no reason to fall. But now I totally get it. I'm just walking the dog, like in the middle of a football field, and all of a sudden I find myself sort of nearly sort of tumbling over. I don't, insane.
There's, like I said, putting on underwear, your clothes, sex all of a sudden doesn't get as, what's the word I'm looking for? Doesn't get, you tend to stick to the
Sorry,
basics.
are we just talking
Now,
about turning 40, or are we talking about marriage?
No, we're talking, oh, we're talking 40 and getting over 40. No, I'm not going down that road. Yeah, you tend to keep to the space. You sort of, your mind goes, oh, geez, I wouldn't mind trying that and that. And you think, oh, God, no, thanks. I'll do me back end.
Well, look, Well, okay, so you just spoke about getting dressed and stuff, right? Now, I've got a bit of a story that
Yes.
happened to me once again about 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So I went camping over New Year's about 10 years ago with an ex-girlfriend from bloody years ago, right? And we turned up at this camp spot, and we went away, for a couple of hours, came back, and a four-wheel drive club had just inundated us. Pretty much
Yep.
taken over the entire rest of the campsite, right? And I sort of looked at them, and I was just like, "Fuck's sake, Christ Almighty! Out of all the fucking places you've decided to just, and there was about 50 of them, right? And there's nothing you
Yep.
can do. You can't go up and say, "Listen, can you fuck off?" You just got to deal with it, right? So I just, tried to ignore them, as best I could. And I found that this guy, and at the time I was a tree lover, so that's how long ago it was, right? This guy was running, or running inverted commas, a chainsaw, safety course or something, right? And I sort of went up to him. I said, "Mate, you can't be using a chainsaw here." And he tried to dazzle me with all this, this and that. I said, I'm actually a tree logger, mate. Like, I actually do this for a job, right? And, you know, he sort of backed off a little bit. And, you know, I just said, look, just finish what you're doing and just get out of here, right? And, you know, from that point on, for the rest of the weekend, it was just like, it's pushing and pulling, pushing and pulling, pushing and pulling between myself and this fucking four-wheel drive club, right? And on New Year's Eve, I'd been playing some music. I was just enjoying myself. And, you know, after the, you know, after the clock hit midnight, you know, you retire into your tent for a quick, you know, sort of half hour, you know, sort of, you know, bringing in the New Year's, you know, right. You know, with the girl that I was with at the time. And these guys weren't happy with the music, right? So we're in the tent, you know, getting down to business, right? And these guys fucking come up and start banging on the side of the tent. And I'd been drinking, obviously, for a couple of hours, so I was pretty pissed. You know, and I'm just like, fuck these. Oh, I'm going to go out and thump these blokes, right? So I'm, this is where it gets back to the dressing yourself, right? So I
God.
grabbed a pair of shorts, all right? I put my right leg through the left leg hole. So my right leg through the left leg hole, right? So the pants are sort of like off to the side. I've only got one, and I couldn't work out what was going on. So I just fucking jumped out of the tent anyway. So these poor blokes are outside, right? Trying to, you know, get me to turn the music down, and I chased them away with a great big stonking erection with one my right leg through the left leg pant hole and the pants like sort of over to the side.
Oh, I just couldn't imagine you running at me with a sword, with a full-on pint full. Yeah, that would have been a good look.
Well, especially in the middle of the bush as well, that would have been very, very frightening for
Okay, I've got to go on, please.
no, please go.
I was going to ask you a question. Now, your lovely wife. Working in the airline industry, and this is something you might find, or unless she's already doing it, because my wife went away for business, so she had to go to Adelaide. Do you find yourself becoming a fashionista to your wife? Does she come out? Now, my wife does this. Love it to death, but for some reason, whether I'm watching the footy, rugby, or she's going away, she goes in and out of the fucking bedroom saying to me, the worst question is, how do I look? Does this suit me? Lifts the one leg. Do you get it? Do you get all that? She doesn't ask me the other question. Does my ass look big in this? Because she knows the answer she'll get. I don't hire. I actually don't drop this one. Yeah, whatever. But do you find that? That's one thing you'll find out. How do you get? Do you keep a straight face? Go
I know
on.
what you mean, right? So I really
you're you're
engaged.
you're you're early into the marriage, and you're 40. Believe me, they're like a dripping tap. They just wear you slowly, slowly, and before you know it, you're nothing like your former self at all.
No, look, okay, so I'm honest, but when it comes to, well, first of all, my missus always looks cracking, okay? She always looks
Does mine.
gorgeous, right? Now, and she's very
Gorgeous.
much into fashion. She's very much
Yes.
into, you know, all the makeup stuff. So I don't really have to lie, you know, does this look good? Yep. And but for me personally, it's more about being quick. Okay. So for me, it's easy. Okay. A pair of jeans and a shirt. You can't fuck that up. All
Yes.
right. You just, that's it. But if she says, how do I look? And she, even if she just looks a little bit sort of like, oh, I was going, yeah, no, it's fine. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Because my attitude is this: unless you're wearing something completely fucking ridiculous, no one's going to look. They're just going to go, like, the worst that's going to happen is you might get someone that thinks, oh, it's a bit of a funny combination. But then the more outrageous you look, the more of a trendsetter you are, and people will start doing it. If you wear something stupid, in a couple of weeks, you might find other people doing the same thing. Look at the mullet. Mullet's coming back. Well, it's back. Been back for a while.
No, fucking but mullet.
What gives me the shits is right.
Yeah.
Because my missus is in hospitality, essentially in hospitality, right? She's so polite about everything. Like, if I wear something ridiculous, like I remember I've got these like jeans that are kind of like a cardboard color, I guess. Like, what's that? Is that like light brown or something?
Beige.
Beige. Yeah.
Something.
Fuck, beige trousers. Jesus Christ. I am 40. And then I wear like a pair of brown Dr. Martens. And then I'll just wear like a shirt, right? That's pretty standard for me. But I've got this anorak jacket, right? This big sort of canvassy jacket that's also brown. And there have been times when I haven't just sort of put it all together, like in my head, and just gone, oh, I'll just grab my jacket as well. And I'm walking around just completely in brown. Brown shoes, brown pants, brown jacket. Just walking down the street looking like a fucking turd, you know? And it just doesn't click. It just doesn't, the penny doesn't drop until it's too late. Or I also had a pair of green jeans, and I had this green jumper from Kitten Ace that that someone got me 1 year. And you know, you walk down the street dressed completely in green with my brown shoes and look like a giant booger, you know. So yeah, look, and she never pulls me up on it at all. Like she'll sort of look at me and go, "Oh, do you think maybe you should wear a different jacket with that?" It's like, oh, just tell me that I look stupid and go pick something else for me. Like, just do me a favor, right? Like, I like that directness. But, yeah.
She does a passive aggressive thing that my wife does.
Yeah. I don't, look, I'm pretty hesitant on this subject, to be honest with you.
Why? Don't be.
I don't want
to. Don't be shy. See, you're 40. It'll come.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it will.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
She's my lovely wife. I've always said it's Prada meets a Kenworth truck. That's how different we are. And I love my stubby shorts, thongs, my work boots when I'm working. But God love her. Somehow she criticizes me sometimes when I'm pretty cash. And then all of a sudden, if she's going out or she's working, I've become, what do they call them? A fashion designer. I'm supposed to know. I'll go, shit, what the hell are you wearing?
Yeah. But being Italian, I would have thought that. Being Italian, I would have thought you'd have been pretty switched on with design and fashion.
I am. No. I've got great clothes, but during the day, I've got a set of t-shirts and tops. They've got holes and tears in them, and she hates me wearing it. Does her head in? She goes, "Oh, I've got to stitch that up." I go, "Don't touch my tops. Fuck off. Leave me alone." Go away. You can't go out looking like that. She's like a gibbon. Every time if we're going out for dinner or something, she's always walking and picking at me, and she's going, "Oh, I've got to wax your next hair or something." God love her. I do enjoy. It's very rare these days.
Well, I actually had my neck waxed probably about a month or so ago, right? 6 weeks, and for about probably a month after, my neck was just terribly, you know, inflamed and bothered and irritated. It was bloody terrible. Yeah, no, I won't be doing that again. But anyway, so I'm 40, and I'm actually a little bit hungover today, because I've got a bit of news actually. So I've had a couple of brushes with fame recently, okay? And last night we went to a wine show with the comedy festival, right? And that's why I'm a little bit hungover. So for my birthday present, we went to the comedy festival and we saw Merrick Watts. Remember Merrick and Rosso?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
We went to that, and you know, you get like a like a little tasting paddle of the different wines, and he talks you through it, and he does like a comedy routine and things. It was a terrific night, and I got a little bit a bit hungover. Are you mucking? You're mucking around with your audio. Can you hear me now, Santo?
Yes, got you. Sorry, mate. It disappeared. Go on. Yep.
Okay. Where was I? Yes. So you get a little tasting paddle, and he talks you through all the wine and stuff. And we got talking to him after the show because my missus, I mean, she's a very, when it comes to alcohol, she's an absolute lightweight. Like, she has two glasses of wine, she's anyone's. So she walked up to him and started, she walked up and started
Here
chatting
for
to him
tonight.
and, come over. And, so anyway, I spoke to Merrick for about probably 10 minutes, I reckon. Yeah, I told him all about the pod, and I don't, he's not going to come on. I doubt he's even going to listen to it. But he did write the name of the pod down. So Merrick, if you do end up listening to it, great show. I would encourage everybody to go and see Merrick Watts at the Comedy Festival. I can't remember what the show is actually called. I'll probably type it in the link. And yeah, but now I would like to also bring up another brush with fame I had probably about a month ago. Can you remember that video that I sent to you of me on stage with the American punk rock band Guttermouth singing one of their songs?
Yes,
Yeah.
vaguely. Yes, I did.
Okay. Santo, you've mucked around with your audio and you're really, really quiet. So whatever you've done, undo it. Like, turn it up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Don't touch anything.
Thank you.
All right, just talk.
Sorry.
Okay,
Okay.
so I got up on stage. I spoke to the lead singer before the show. He did the show. He got me up on stage. I sung one of their songs. And after the show, I was talking to him again. And I said, "Hey, listen, how would you like coming on the podcast?" Right? "Oh yeah, absolutely." He gave me his email, everything. Right? So I was like, "Okay, cool, no problems." So after they'd finished touring, I thought I'll send him an email and see if he's interested. And do you know what happened?
What?
I got an email back, but it wasn't from Mark from Guttermouth. It was from a biker from South Carolina. Okay. So this guy, Mark from Guttermouth, had given me the incorrect email address, and I've been talking to some weird fucking biker dude from the States. So Mark won't be coming on. I also spoke to Guy Williams, who's a New Zealand comedian and journalist from who I went and saw their show with, a guy from work. He hasn't responded. So basically, the only person we have is Michael DiMercurio, the award-winning author, who I haven't spoken to for about 2 months, but I'm assuming that he still wants to come on. So
Oh,
that's that.
I think, yeah, I think there's a theme here. You need to stop talking to guys when you're pissed.
Well, I mean, look, you know what? All it's going to take is one bloke to put us out there, and all of a sudden we're going to gain more traction than we already have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of traction, one of the other things that I did during the week was get onto Podbean and go through all of their, like how to make money from podding, right? Now, there are two ways. You can either have ads in the middle of your show that they just send you, and we just do a break and then play the ad. Or they can put you in contact with a company who will send you a script, okay? And you read it out, right? So if they want you to read it out, you have to have, like, say, 5,000 listeners every week, okay?
We've
But
got
if
one.
they, well, and that's what I was going to say, like, we've got with the other one where you just, like, embed it into the actual podcast, right? And it just reads itself.
Yep.
You have to have 1,000 listeners each week. So we're only 987 listeners off being sponsored and making a meager wage from the podcast. So we have 13 or 14 followers or something. So we're getting there.
That's not bad. That's okay. No,
that's all right. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Anyway, Santo, how have you been, mate? How have you been?
Mate, I've been really good after last week. Being tired. But apart from that,
there's nothing.
It's been a good week. It's been busy, still dealing with finances and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I did want to bring about, I'm going to whip straight on the sport just quickly. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago because it just jumped in my head. The Port Adelaide player getting whacked this week with a fine and 3 weeks for calling a guy a, that was a homophobic slur.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
And it's been all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
You would think this guy has murdered someone.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Called him a... That's what he called him.
I'm going to bleep that out.
Okay.
Well, well, what do you think of that? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, virtual signaling from the AFL. Stop telling people what to do and how to live their lives. Get the game right.
We've spoken about this before, okay?
I have. Yep. And it's pissed me off.
Well, but you can't talk to people like that, especially on the big stage. Like it's 2024. Like we've left, you know, homophobic slurs, you know, back in the late 80s and up until about the 90s. You can't do it anymore. Can you not do it, I'm not saying that you can't get away with it. I'm saying that you shouldn't do it. Like we as a society shouldn't, you know, if you call someone that, you know, or anything, you should get fined, you should get suspended, you should be punished because it's unacceptable behavior. You can't be homophobic and you can't be racist. That's it.
I think they're trying. I hang on a sec. Can you hear me?
I can hear you much better now.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you even better.
Sorry, mate.
What have you done? Santo.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, don't touch anything. This is my dad does this, right? My dad, he sits there right in the middle of a TV show and goes, oh, hang on. And it spends about 15 minutes while everyone's trying to watch the TV, fucking around with the audio and the picture goes and people just walk off.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was doubling back into my speakers and I couldn't hear you.
Ah, okay. Look, we're going to, what we'll do is we'll just end this first half and I'll talk to you again in about 5 minutes, all right? Okay, so we've just had a 5 minute tech break just to sort some things out, and we're back. So let's pick up where we left off. Okay, so we have a Port Adelaide player who has called a St Kilda. Anyway,
some other player.
Yep. So another player, a homophobic slur.
Yep.
And has got 3 weeks, and I say not long enough myself.
And fine. He got 3 weeks. I think he got fined. Did he get fined? I think he got fined as well as something. But yeah, Clarko got a suspended sentence of 4 weeks or something like that and $20,000 fine. Okay, so what's the difference? So technically, if everyone's going to get offended, like you got called a wanker last week,
yeah,
didn't you?
But
you're a wanker still. So we should shut this whole podcast down then.
Well,
you haven't lost the have you lost the will to live?
Well,
has it bothered you? Have you lost sleep? Do you need to do a lifetime of therapy? Stop virtual signaling AFL to the rest of the world. Get your shit in order. They are destroying this game by 1,000 cuts. They can't make it, because this pisses me off, because I love the game. They've got you've got goal umpires who can't make decisions anymore. And when they do, they stop the flow of the game. And don't tell me it doesn't, because it does. Right? There was two games, I think, last week were decided by umpires making bullshit decisions. Okay. And the more they mess with it, the more they screwing around with this game. And they're just ruining it for everyone. And there's no response. And what I'm saying to you, there's no accountability. And I'm going back and forward here. No accountability to the umpires for their fuck ups, because there's been a few games that have been decided by their dumbass decisions. Okay, there was the game against Carlton and North Melbourne 2 weeks ago. 8 goals by the first quarter or the second, the first quarter and halfway into the second quarter, 8 goals were given by the umpires by stupid, dumbass free kicks. 8 goals. Are you serious?
Look.
And it pisses me off, because they're just going over the top. Get your backyard in order, instead of stop trying to be everything to everybody. And going back to the area, I know what you're going to say. Well, you just can't say that. You can say whatever the hell you like. It's called freedom of speech. You choose to get pissed off if you get pissed off. All right? The only one who brought that up was the umpire. I don't think the other player got upset.
Well,
in the heat of battle, you played more sport than me on field. Okay? Going by what everyone's talking about, if it was to offend everyone, my God, you and me put together, we've had this conversation before, we're just touching on it quickly. Mate, you should be in fetal position on the fucking ground.
Look, okay. So first of all, I think that we're dealing with two. Well, first of all, that fuck me. Let's unpack that little rant, shall we?
I've thrown you now, haven't I?
No. It's great. I'm just sitting there thinking, far out. Where are we gonna start with this one? So first of all, yes, you're right. The game of AFL has been ruined. Okay, but it is not through being called out for homophobic and racial comments. All right, the game has been ruined by constant rule changes. Okay,
yes,
it's a very, very simple game. All right,
yep.
Someone, you bounce the ball to start it. You don't tackle people high. If it gets kicked out or goes out, someone throws it back in. Simple as that. Through the big uprights, 6 points, everything else 1 point. If you miss the goals entirely, 0. All right? Very, very simple, right? I understand why they have to protect the head. That's no issues. We've spoken about my brain damage. Yeah, we've spoken about my brain damage in the past.
Got no drama.
The rule changes is what takes the charm off it. It's not the game it used to be. I know that they have to try and improve safety for players. I don't like the video ref in any game. All right, you have referees there. If every single point and every single goal, every single try, every single fucking basket or whatever it is, well, basketball's a bit differently. If you are going to send it to the video ref or video umpire every single time anything is scored, just, you know what? Get rid of the umpires, get rid of the referees, get them off the field, okay? Get them off the field. And every time someone scores a goal, you just it goes straight to the video umpire, okay? Because at the moment, these referees and umpires are hired, they are trained, and they are paid to make calls. They're trained, you know, to make the difficult call. That is what they are there for. And if it's going to be overruled, why have them there at all?
Thank you.
That's what ruins the game for me. And quite frankly, I reckon from start to finish, I've watched probably about 3 games of Aussie rules football in about 5 years. Okay. For that very reason. Okay. NRL is a bit different. You know, it's pretty, You know, another thing that really pisses me off, and this is what drives me and a lot of people away from rugby union, is that a penalty goal, so, you know, like during the play, penalty goal is worth 3 points, okay?
Yep.
So every time a penalty, you know, is conceded within, you know, your own 50, you know, the team just automatically goes for a penalty goal. You know, automatically goes for a penalty goal because they know that they can, you know, score considerable points. Make it 1 point, right? Because people don't want to see, people don't want to see field goals. They want to see tries. They want to see line breaks.
Yes.
They want to see, you know, people running around. They want to see tackles. They don't want to, you know, have a 2 minute stoppage in play every, you know, 5 minutes so someone can kick another field goal. It is boring. Okay.
Yes.
Now, so that, in my view, they are some of the things that are ruining various games. Okay. Now, this is where we butt heads. I seem to be getting a lot of, you know, head nodding from you in agreement, and I'm glad. Okay. Now, when it comes to racial comments, homophobic slurs, there is no place anywhere for that, right? As we've said, essentially, yeah, in the past, essentially.
That's your opinion.
It is my opinion.
That's your opinion. Right. No, that's fine. Opinions are okay to have, mate. We're all got them. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just an opinion.
Well, yeah, well, that's right. But essentially, if you are a rugby player or an AFL player or anyone else, when you step onto that field, you're in your workplace, right? So if someone, if you called...
Oh, you want to open up that can, you want to open up that fucking can of worms, do you?
If you...
You really want to go that... You want to open,
if I called someone... You want to if I made a racial slur in our workplace, I'd be pulled into the office and I'd be fired. Okay? Because
fine. Okay. If you want to, if go on, I'll let you finish because I'll give you my rebuttal, so to speak, on that.
Yes.
Because I'll go another way.
So why should a footballer, you know, be able to get away with something that I would be fired for in my workplace?
Then if you're going to go down that route, Mr. Cartman. And you know better than me, mate, because I used to work nightclubs. And I can tell you now, I don't have the facts, but it came up a couple of weeks ago in regards of the drugs that some of the AFL players and most probably the union player, not union, but some of the other players use, right? We've got no facts behind it. So now they're going to change the rules in June or July, whenever it is. Okay. I've worked enough nightclubs to see exactly what footballers get up to, but they get 3 hits. But if you're going to use that argument with me and tell me that, oh, it's a workplace, then if you get fucking caught, you're out. I don't give a shit how good you are. Okay? Mm-hmm. You could be 10 times better than Wayne Carey. Anyone who's listening, it was a famous, a very good footballer for North Melbourne. So if you're going to use that argument, then make it one blanket thing. And if you get caught with drugs, if it's going to be a workplace, like you just said, it is a workplace, then fucking sack them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there? Yeah, done.
Well,
but they're not doing that. But they're not doing that, are they? You know that, and I know there's been a few of them that have been caught, right? You see that there was a young man recently, another one's been. I think Geelong's even looking at him, you know, for doing lewd shit on their phones and everything else, and they go to court and they find all this other crap that they come up with. And they send to just, they get a slap on the hand or whatever it is. They give him a few weeks. I think this kid's got a 12-month ban, but he'll be back in. That wouldn't happen with you and I in any other fucking workplace.
Well, no, that's right, okay? And they...
Why? Because they're footballers? What?
Well,
because they bring in money? The whole thing, some of the shit is a fucking contradiction in terms. I'm sorry, what they do. Again, you want to be everything to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I understand but what you're saying.
When it suits us, we'll bend the rules. And, you know, in some workplaces are like that. I'll get the job done quick, but you need to do it safely. And when it mm-hmm. turns to shit, we're going off track here, when it turns to shit, you get hung or you mm-hmm. get sacked if it goes mm-hmm. wrong yeah. because you didn't follow procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going against what you just said.
I agree with you. And I'm sure that, you know, if you've got like a, yeah, a player. Well, first of all, 12 months out out, you know, or a 12-month suspension for a young footballer of any code is massive. Like that, that pretty much is career ending, right?
Yes.
You're a year older. A footballer, they might have from like, say, you know, 18 or 19, you know, up until, you know, maybe 26, 27, if they're good.
10 years at the most.
10 years at the very most, all right? Some of the absolute guns, they might get 15 years, you know? So 12 months out is huge, right? They have to live during that 12 months. You know, they have to go off and get another job. They have to maintain their fitness. They have to, you know what I mean? So in a way, that is kind of career ending. But I do agree with you, right? If you, like, if we went to work, or if you were in a safety critical job, okay, and you turn up to work pissed, okay, that's it. You're fine. And your career is pretty much over, okay?
Yep.
But if you're an AFL footballer and you turn up, you know, and you've got cocaine in your blood, yeah, all right, you get a slap on the wrist and they get on the news saying, oh, yeah, he's working through a tough time and we're offering him all the support he needs and he'll be back, you know, in 4 weeks' time, you know, bigger and better than ever. Now, it's two different industries, right? It's two different industries, completely different. And unfortunately, it's driven by money. And if you're a good player and they want to pursue you and you get caught with drugs in your system, they are going to get you back at some point, somehow, you know? Do I agree with it? It's none of my business, really. I don't care, to be honest with you. You know, if someone wants to smoke pot, if someone wants to take cocaine, that's their business and it doesn't really bother me. The only thing that bothers me about that is that it fuels, you know, the system. I think all drugs should be legalized and distributed legally through, you know, through pharmacists. Like, it's not going to make a difference to people who don't take drugs like me. Like, I'm not going to one day go, oh, fuck, you know, now that I can get heroin from the pharmacy, I might just go down and get on the heroin. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, you know? So the people that want the heroin or the coke or whatever it is, you know, they're just going to get it, but they're going to get it legal and it's going to be, you know, monitored, it's going to be registered, you know, it's going to be all okay. Anyway, that's I actually forgot where I was going with that a little bit there, but it's my birthday, I'm slightly hungover.
That's all right. I get a bit passionate because it just seems that I find the whole thing just a bit contradictory sometimes. They seem to go hard on one area and less on another. And I go back to the umpiring thing. It just, there's so many games. Even last year were decided by umpires' decisions that were just plain and simple. And these players who work very hard every week to get up to play a game, they get screwed over by some of these umpires. There's four of them out there, for Christ's sake. You know, you've got now, apparently next year, I think they're working on, they're going to have some sensors and things like that in the balls. They're going to go pretty high tech with all of it. So it'd be quite interesting, but this is what's happening with it. You just got to accept it, but okay, it just pisses me off.
I've got a question for
yep.
you. Also.
Yep.
The team that's playing that you're not going for kicks the goal, all right, and gets awarded the goal, but it isn't actually a goal, okay? Would you rather have the suffer the loss or have the video review there to be able to say, no, it wasn't a goal? What would you rather? Does that make sense?
In certain circumstances, if there needs to be a review, right? If there needs to be a review, you review it. There's got to be a system. But when you're doing it nearly every second goal or every second, you can see it with the goal umpires. Like I said, you said you've only watched five games. I'm watching it every week. I watched all the games, right? I enjoy watching it. It's a fast game. But it's gotten to a point that nearly every, pardon the pun, every goal or every point, the goal umpire is just second-guessing everything. It never used to be like that. And it's the game stops. The guys are standing there. I'm sorry, you even said it before. You might as well just piss these fucking guys off and not have them there. They're doing themselves out of a job.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the question, if the result of a game hung in the balance, right, would you rather suffer the loss, okay, and not have the video umpire? Or would you rather have the video umpire, you know, doing what it's currently doing? What would you rather?
Let the cards drop as they may, as they
okay.
go.
Okay. So you would rather lose the game because the on-field umpire's made a dud call than have the video umpire to review it.
There's been plenty of them during there's been plenty of them in history.
You know what, Santa?
Plenty of them over history.
I agree. I totally agree.
Plenty
I
of them in history, mate. Suck it up.
Yeah.
It's just gone. Yeah. It's too much. It's way too much. Like I said to you, they're killing this game by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
And you can see it. And it's just frustrating to watch. And I think they take the general public for fucking fools sometimes, the AFL, the way they're running it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. Be prepared because the bounce is going too.
God, what are they going to do now?
I can get, oh, mate, I can, oh, I'll tell you what, again, I'll make another bet with you. I'll bet you $500 within 2 years, it'll be gone. And I know why they're going to do it. They're going to make every excuse out because they want to throw the ball up. There's little things creeping in. And I think it's the way they're going. And I know why they're going to do it because I can tell you now they're going to have, I think they've got a couple, which is a good thing. I think they're going to have more female umpires.
Yeah.
That'll be the next one. And that's why they're going to get rid of the bounce. And I'll cut my left testicle off, mate. Give it 2 years.
Because
and that's why they're
going to
get rid of
the ball.
They'll throw it in. They'll do all that. And this will be the next one. That you could just see it creeping in. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see where they're going with it. I've got no problem with it. Do what you want. But again, don't take the fucking piss. If that's what you're going to do, then say we're getting rid of the bounce because women can't throw it up, and that's okay. They're not strong enough. Whatever it is, I couldn't care less. But don't take the general public for fucking idiots, because they're the ones paying.
Okay, well,
thus ended the lesson.
Yeah, I'm
because there was an article a couple of weeks ago in the paper that umpires are getting sore backs from bouncing the ball. All of a sudden, they're getting sore backs after how many years has this game been around? And it's just little things that they're bringing in that they're just, and you can see them buttering people up, and you think, nah, you're just taking the piss. They're just going to throw the ball up. That's what's going to be.
So because this is, a birthday episode, I'd just like to point out that you are just, the more and more I talk to you, the more and more you sound like just, this old fashioned old man, just sort of, how long have they been bouncing? Look, you know what?
But they have been. They always have.
I know. Yeah. I can't.
But that's fine. Look, I don't mind taking a kicking over this. Go for it. If you want to lay the boot into me, you call me old. You can do whatever you like. That's fine. That's, mate, it's just an opinion, Joel. No opinions are right. No opinions are wrong. I'm only telling you my perspective of it because we're talking about it.
Yeah. No. That's why we're here. But me personally, I can't draw the link between women not being able, or the bounce going and women umpires coming in. I can't.
What I'm saying,
a woman can bounce a ball just as
there'll
good
be
as a
more.
Boy.
I got no problem with that. Don't skew my fucking words, mate. What I'm saying to you is more women are going to come into the umpires. I've got no problem with that. But they are going to have a problem with bouncing the ball the height that they need to bounce it. They won't have the strength. That is just a physical fact. So what they're going to do, they're going to get rid of it within the next few years, and they're going to throw the ball up.
Okay.
You can take that to the bank.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, yeah. We'll. I guess we'll just see. I don't. Yeah. Look, I'm not sure. And quite frankly, I don't care enough. Throw the ball up, bounce up. Yeah. To be honest with you, my experience from being a ruckman and someone who played in the middle a fair bit, centre half forward, throwing the ball up, was a lot more consistent anyway. Every now and then you get a rotten bounce and it goes. goes about 10 meters the wrong way or something, but okie dokie. So what else have we got? Have we got anything else?
You know what I came across the other day, which I'm actually really starting to enjoy. Fucking sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling. I've gotten slowly getting into it. It's huge over there. And I think they had some people come over.
By there, I'm assuming you mean Japan.
Japan. Sorry, yes.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, my mother, I had a bit of my mother. I had a bit of my mother kicked in there. My sister always says, my wife goes, what are you talking about? I'll go, yeah, that. Thank you. Sumo wrestling. One of the heaviest guys at the moment, he's 292 kilos.
Oh, God.
And it is, mate, they are like gods over there. They in Japan, sorry. But it is really the whole ceremony, the whole thing to it, and it's really starting to gain traction. I'm really enjoying it. I got my little thing from Fox that I watch it once in a while, and they've got Australian commentators over there. There are people talking about it, and it's getting real traction. And, mate, they hit hard. Jesus, it's amazing. I can imagine. But the whole lead up to it, it's the whole spiritual side of it, and the fanfare and all the there's a real I love it, really enjoying it.
Well, I've been to Japan. I was in Japan roughly 12 months ago, I think, I was unlucky. We weren't there on the right day. I think it goes, that they have tournaments in the major cities, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we were there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're in the little villages and stuff, during the weekends. And so we were unlucky. But I think that there was an Australian, every now and then, with the NRL, they had the season opener over in Las Vegas. And, I think the Sumos actually did something in Australia recently where they had.
Yes.
And I think that's why it's sort of drawn a bit of attention. But I don't know anything about sumo wrestling. I know that they. Push you out of the the little ring thing, and they sort of throw some salt around or something like that. And I just know that they're really good.
Yep, that's to get rid of demons and things like that. Yeah, bloody oak. But you should eat too. Like the whole their training, the amount of food that these guys consume. They've got this massive pot, and like the minions, I call them, the ones that are not as big as them, the little ones, and they cook for them. But they showed a couple of interviews with these, because they interview them too, like football, after the bouts. And then some of them afterwards, like people wait outside for them and they get their autographs. And then you want to see their wives. They are the most tiniest little petite ladies you have ever seen. It just wow, my God, how does that work?
Well, I mean, someone that big as well, you'd sort of, I won't go there.
I wouldn't. I'm just trying to the logistics, just how.
Traditionally as well, people from that part of the world aren't known for being well endowed anyway. And then when you add, about 200 kilos of fat on top of that,
you had to go there, didn't you? You just had to go down there.
I wanted to say it, but I didn't know how to say it. But look, I'm sure that there are people from that part of the world that are very well endowed. It's not a blanket thing. Sumo wrestling. Maybe we should do a bit of a deep dive on sumo wrestling.
Ooh, yes.
We
should pick a couple.
Maybe I can go to a sumo wrestling thing and get talking.
You would like it. You would like it. Sorry?
There's probably a few guys at work we can interview about it. Rightio. Okay. What else have we got?
We touched him.
Touching.
I was gonna touch on something that scared the hell out of me the other day. I was out, and it needs to. I don't know if it needs to be addressed or not.
Mm.
Botox.
Oh, I fucking hate. Yeah, go on.
Jesus Christ! I walked into. Okay, I don't care. I'm coming off the long end on this one. Stop it. Seriously, I want to know who I would like to know in what world or where it came from. I understand what it was for, like Botox. It's actually a poison. I think it was used for, and I could be totally wrong, and I probably am. It was used for people with, there was a certain illness that they had, but they use it for. But it's actually botulism. That's what they do. What they're using it for. So they found this other use, obviously women sticking it in their face and in their lips. But what I want to know is who told women, and this is coming from me, that doing that makes you look any better?
Well, okay, so go on.
Because I sometimes look out of, you know, when you're looking at something going, why would you do that to yourself?
You
look like Ronald McDonald. I'm sorry.
Okay, so first of all, for complete transparency, the way someone looks is completely objective, right? If someone thinks they look good and they like, and you know, they're confident in themselves, you know, they look good in their eyes. That's it. Okay. In the same way that, you know, I'm attracted to a certain kind of person, you're attracted to a certain kind of person, and everyone, and that's it, right? So if you think you look good, that's fine. You look good. I don't care, right? However, my personal opinion is people who have Botox and fillers absolutely appall me. And to me, I just think they're fucking revolting. Like, that I hate, like, you know, when they, I've seen them and their lips are kind of like
the duck lips.
Like that. Like, it
doesn't look.
I don't get it. I don't think it looks good at all. And you know something else?
They look like lizards.
Well, the lizards have lips. If you know if lizards have lips, email into joelcarpin@gmail.com. So, look, me personally, I think it's fucking revolting. You know, I think that there should be a duty of care from the cosmetic surgeon, particularly with fillers and things, where they will actually say, listen, if I do what you want me to do, you're going to look fucking ridiculous. You know, and I think they have a duty of care. Now, cosmetic surgery is brilliant, okay? And there's definitely a place for it. You know, there are people who have been attacked by dogs, you know, people have been burnt, you know, and people they're a bit self-conscious. And that, yes, absolutely. If you've got a massive nose, yes, or you've got a big bump in your nose and you know, you're self-conscious, absolutely. They should, you know, that.
Agree.
But if you have someone who is perfectly attractive and you have someone coming in and saying, right, I want you to just put as much shit on my face as you possibly can, I think that, you know, the the medical practitioner has a duty of care to say, no, you're well attractive as it is, you know, how about we just try a little bit and see how it goes, and that's it. Because I've seen, there is one person that I see quite regularly, and I'm not going to say where, but she looks fucking ridiculous. Absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. Like, to a point where when I'm talking to them, all right, I don't actually know where to look. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, everywhere I look, I feel as though she is looking at me going, this guy's taking the piss. You know?
They can't blame men for that. I'm sorry. You cannot blame men. I cannot, in all good conscience, like you said, sit there and the young girls that are doing, the young ladies, they're doing it to themselves. And you think, why stop it? You don't. You look. And it's coming from God. I'm sorry. It was something that, like you said, do what you want. I'm okay. But you're frightening people. Now, I've got a theory. This is my theory. Have you seen Madonna?
Well, and that is exactly what I'm talking about.
She
doesn't even look human anymore.
So, okay. Now, you've got people, when you've got, let's say, because we're talking about women here, when you've got women with millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, right? And they will, I'm tipping they'd go see the best surgeons, correct?
If you've got the money, you're not going to go see a fucking average one, are you?
Exactly. You're not going to see Gino in the backyard in his garage, right? So, and you come out looking like that, I would suggest that they haven't got it right yet.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
I would stay clear away from getting my face cut or doing anything like that to it. So that's my theory.
But they're doing full stop. Yeah, they're doing everything, mate. They're doing, you know, they're doing breast implants, obviously. You know, they're doing glute. They're making their asses bigger. Now, look.
Brazilian butt lifts. They're called, apparently. Yeah, they stick things in there.
Yeah, but like, even like labiaplasties and stuff, like they're adjusting the way the vagina looks. Yeah.
God.
I know. Oh. So look,
Jesus. They cannot blame us guys for this.
No, well, you know who I blame social media. You know, like there's this expectation, particularly on women, to look a certain way, and I really empathize with it. You know,
I do. It'd be horrible for women.
To feel as though to be accepted, you have to look. So that was the birthday special. Thanks for joining us. Unfortunately, we lost Santo and the whole wheels fell off the technical wagon. So we were unable to finish it. However, thanks for joining us. And I can guarantee you that we'll be back bigger, better next week once we get everything sorted out. Stay safe.